Some people turn off their telephone.
去年有一年 叫 sabbatical leave year.
They have sabbatical leaves.
我告诉你, 唐崇荣, 1957到2016, 59年半 传福音, 从来没有 sabbatical leave.
For 57 years, I have never, 59 years, I've never had sabbatical leave.
如果这59年, 每7年我休息,
If I take sabbatical leave every 7 years,
那我大概有多少年不讲道啊?
You know how many years I will not preach?
你想想看,
you can do the calculation.
如果我那么做,
If I did that,
我早就给上帝打到粉末去死掉了,
God would have killed me already.
感谢上帝,
Thanks be to God.
我一直做,
I keep working.
结果我比年轻人更健康,
In the end, I'm healthier than the young.
我年轻的时候呢,
When I was young,
一天曾经讲12次道理,
I have once preached 12 sermons a day.
每个礼拜天最少讲4次道，大概7个钟头站在台上。
And for me, every Sunday I still preach 4 sermons altogether about 7 hours.
眼睛打开，这个老人家这么老还不退休。
If you look at me, so old, why don't he retire?
眼睛关起来。 这个人若不是20多岁，怎么有这么大的丹田的力量呢？
When you close your eyes, his voice so strong and so loud.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
上帝给我年老的时候，
God enabled me when I'm elderly.
讲三件事情啊，
to do three things.
第一，我要自由派掘墓自焚。 自己埋葬自己。
The first prayer is that the liberals will dig their own grave and bury themselves.
第二，
Second,
我盼望灵恩派自显其丑。 自修而退。
The second, the charismatic will expose their own decadence and fall.
第三,
Third,
我盼望归正福音的时代快快来临。
I pray for the coming of the Reform Evangelical era.
什么叫做归正福音的时代呢？
What does this mean?
信徒们都领受归正神学。
That the Christians all will accept Reform theology.
都奠定归正的信仰。
And have their faith based on this foundation.
归正的心态，
and equip themselves with Reform Evangelical attitude.
建立归正的青年，
and to establish Reform Evangelical youth.
下一代的人把基督教归正运动当作唯一可靠的运动，好好跟随主。
That the next generation will hold on to this movement as the only reliable movement as they follow the Lord.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这件事在印尼走了25年的历史。
This thing has 25 years history in Indonesia.
千万万的人已经赞成归正运动了。
And thousands upon thousands of people agree with the Reform Evangelical movement.
我唯一不许可我在里面讲到的国家就是我的祖国中国。
The only country that forbid me to preach is my hometown, mainland China.
你听这句话。
Take note of this.
全世界最多听我讲到的就是我没有去讲到的中国。
But China is the place where the most people listen to me.
为什么呢？ 因为上帝的道。 不受捆绑，
For the word of God is not constrained.
人家说我们的祷告求中国福音的门打开来，
People pray for the door of the gospel of China to be opened up.
我说请问， 基督教福音的门在中国什么时候关掉的？
I asked, when was this door ever closed?
曾经关过吗？
Has it been closed
是谁关的吗？
Who closed it?
毛泽东可以关中国传福音的门吗？
Can Mao Zedong close it?
他的资格太小了。
He is not qualified.
怎么知道呢？
How do you know?
因为圣经说， 主自己开的， 没有人能关。
The Bible says when the door opens the door, no one can close it.
主所关的， 没有人能开。
When the Lord closes the door, no one can open it.
毛泽东绝对没有资格关福音的门。
And so Mao Zedong is not worthy to close the door of the gospel.
共产主义绝对没有资格关福音的门。
Communism cannot close the door of the gospel.
你说现在已经关得这么紧了，还不关吗？
What you say is so close now.
你不是不能进去吗？
You cannot even enter China.
我告诉你， 谁说我不进去？
Who say I cannot enter?
圣经说， 他的声音传遍天下， 唐崇荣的声音传遍中国。
My voice is all over China.
他的声带传遍天下。
That his audio tape is all over the place.
诗篇第19篇， 他的声带传遍天下。 我想来想去， 那就是录音带。
319 refer to the audio tape.
传遍天下。
It's spreading all over.
没有人可以拦阻。
No one can stop it.
共产党关了什么呢？
What did the communists close?
共产党只关了方便的门。
It closed the door.
不是关福音的门。
The door of convenience, not the door of gospel.
福音的门曾经关过吗？
Has the door of gospel been closed? Yes.
谁关的呢？
Who closed it?
彼得、雅各、约翰关的。
Peter, James, John.
因为他们怕外邦人， 怕犹太人， 就把门关起来， 在里面祷告不传福音， 叫做福音的门被关掉了。
They're praying in the inner room, closing the door.
福音的门被关， 一定不是从外面， 一定从里面。
The door of the gospel is always closed from within, not without.
谁关的呢？
Who will close it?
是你关的。
You.
是我关的。
Me.
关得住吗？
Can we close it?
关不住。
We cannot.
因为你锁了以后呢，
After you lock it up,
耶稣比 David Copperfield 更厉害，跑进来了。
Jesus Christ will appear through the walls.
你进来的时候，愿你们平安。他们吓死了。
They said, "Peace be with you and your
astonished." 我们把门锁着，你还能进来吗
？We close the door, you come in.
我们怕了。
We are afraid.
耶稣不必怕，愿你们平安。
Jesus said, "Don't be afraid. Peace be with you. I'm with you."
所以耶稣复活的身体
，His resurrected body,
进入物质里面。
Entered into the material world and said to them,
你们有吃的没有？
Do you have things to eat?
那一天晚上，他们整个晚上打鱼，没有一条鱼。
They could not catch a fish through the night.
耶稣说，你们打吧。
Jesus said, fish.
把鱼放渔网放在右边。
Cast the net on the right hand side.
放在右边的时候，
they did that.
就打了多少鱼啊？
And they caught the fish.
多少鱼啊？啊，多少鱼啊？你吃掉了几条了？
153条。
你打了以后呢？
As they caught the fish,
耶稣说：“来
Jesus
吃早餐。
Said, Come and have a meal. ”
耶稣给他们打鱼以后
，After they caught the fish,
耶稣自己预备鱼，不吃他们打的鱼。
Jesus prepared the fish himself.
圣经很奇妙。
The Bible is wonderful.
每一句话都隐藏很深的意思。
Everyone has profound meaning.
耶稣叫他打鱼。
Jesus asked him to fish.
四分之一是我的，我来吃吧。
He said, "Give me one tenth."
没有。
No.
耶稣来吃早餐的时候
，Jesus said, "Come and have a meal."
看见耶稣在岸上。
They saw Jesus at the beach.
不但有鱼啊
，Not only was there fish.
已经煮熟了。
It was already cooked.
跟他们一同吃的时候呢
，And when they ate it,
耶稣不吃他们打的鱼。
Jesus did not eat their fish.
耶稣自己预备鱼请他们吃。
Prepare fish for them.
把鱼吃进去的时候
，When they ate the fish.
第二样
，Second.
物质进到他身体
，Material enter into his body.
耶稣跑到墙里面来的时候
，When Jesus entered through the wall.
是他进到物质里面
，He entered into the material.
耶稣把鱼吃进去的时候
，But when he ate the fish.
是物质进到他身体
，The material enter into him.
这个身体已经超越我们典范中间古老思想的想法。
And so this body is not the same as what we think in our paradigm.
每件事都需要 paradigm shift.
So everything needs a paradigm shift.
用神的眼光看神的事情。
We look at the things of God with His eyes.
用神的思想想神的国。
We think about His kingdom with His thoughts.
用神的感情爱神的子民。
We love and feel like God.
每时每刻。
Every moment.
圣灵有新的引导。
Yeah, new direction by the Holy Spirit. We change.
我们就更新而变化。
And we renew our mind.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
变化到什么程度呢？
We renew to what extent?
变到神把我们带到最成熟的地步。
Do God bring us into full maturity?
长成基督成熟的身量。
That we grow into the full measure of Christ.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这个研讨会以后
，After this conference,
我们的观念跟还没有来不一样。
Our concept will be different from before.
这个研讨会以后
，After this conference,
我们的归正神学的训练跟从前的思想不一样。
Our reform evangelical thinking will be different.
我们这个研讨会以后
，After this conference,
我们对基督教研讨大会的思想。跟过去的经验又不一样。
Our thought will be different from our previous experiences.
我们对我们传福音的可能性跟信念比过去更不一样。
We will be very different from our confidence in preaching.
多一天
，One more day，
就新一天。
We have a new day.
多一个礼拜
，One more，
就新鲜一个礼拜。
A new week，
过一年
，One more year，
就更新一年。
We'll renew another year，
变化一年
，and change another year.
Renewal through the Reformation.
从归正来改变我们，
继续归正
，We continue to change，
继续改变
，continue to transform。
引导
God continue to
我们继续体会
and we continue to feel,
每一天都比过去更新
Every day is a renewed day
保罗所讲的
The Apostle
我虽然年老了
Although I'm old,
我的体质天天衰弱下去
and physically I grow
我的心灵一天新死一天
But my heart is renewed day by day
大家说一二三我的心灵一天新死一天 Every day renew renew and renew again always renewForever renew, unceasing renew, forever and ever renew. Amen. 感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们要这样的更新。
We need such renewal.
我告诉你
，I tell you，
在很多传道人中，我年纪算是最老之一。
Among the preachers, I'm one of the oldest.
但是我不得不告诉你
，But I must tell
you， 我的观念是最新鲜的。
My concept is the freshest.
我每年有一些惊天动地的想法。
Every year I have refreshing thoughts.
跟过去不一样的计划。
And plans that are different from the past.
所以我的同工常说，唐牧师啊。跟你走很辛苦啊
！So my coworker says so difficult to follow you.
你变化无穷，他没有说你是变色龙。
他说 you keep changing your mind.
你一直变化，一直变化。
You keep changing.
突然今年要对50,000人传道。
Suddenly you say we preach to 50,000.
第二年要对100,000人。
Then 100,000.
第三年对200,000人。
Then 200,000.
第四年就对250,000人。
And then 250,000.
第五年对500,000人。
And then 500,000.
第六年开始。要100,000人
and then your target reaches 1,000,000
第七第八年要200,000人
the next year 2,000,000
每一年增加
every year you increase the target
第一次我说今年对20,000人传道
the first day time I said 200,000 is the target
20,000 20,000人
20,000
他们说怎么可能呢？
Not possible.
我们的教会才几百个人受洗，
那时候只有
一千多个会友，怎么会有对两万人讲道呢？
How can we preach to 20,000? Not possible.
到12月31号的时候，
till the 31st of December.
报告我今年多少人听我们讲道？
Tell me how many people came.
15,700多人。
15,700.